You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Various groups from across the country had different reactions to last week's budget. One group in particular, teacher unions, were surprised with some aspects of it, particularly a large chunk of money being put towards settling underpayments to teachers. Issues within the Holiday Act have left a large number of teachers underpaid, and unions have tried to resolve the issue for years. The government has now put over $250 million towards settling the underpayments, but unions have complained that the government has not explained how they arrived at this figure, nor consulted with them. I spoke to Paul Goulter, National Secretary for New Zealand Educational Institute Te Reo Roa, about the issue and what it means for teachers. We also discussed his frustration with the government's communication and the structural changes he would like to see in the Ministry of Education. I started by asking him for an overview of the issue around the Holiday Act.
The question of outstanding holiday pay has been around for 5 years, starting from 2016. In that course of time, we've endeavoured to negotiate with the Ministry of Education a settlement which would ensure people are compensated for payments that haven't been properly made whilst they've been going on leave. That process has been absolutely fruitless, and we kept getting delays and told new lots of consultants whatever are coming in. Then, out of the year, this figure appears in the budget of $270 million as compensation for incorrect holiday leave payments. The problem is we've never seen that figure, we've never gone into any negotiation, and there definitely hasn't been any settlement around this process. So we're absolutely bemused at this, and we would have thought that it was appropriate for the Ministry of Education to have actually talked to the unions about this.
Why have payments not been made? How can something sort of so fundamental slip through the cracks?
Most employers across the country were caught out by the, what was in fact a correct interpretation of how you pay holiday pay back in the day. Most employers have fixed this up. It seems a number like the Ministry of Education just seem incapable of being able to fix this problem up. And so what they do, they get consultants in, they seem to make it go worse. They keep saying, oh, there's other things you need to think about. We cannot understand why this couldn't have been sorted out ages ago. We think it's just been sat on.
The settlement itself, I understand you're unhappy with the communication around it, but are you sort of happy with that? Does it seem like the right amount of money?
There is no settlement of the outstanding holiday pay claim, so that's why we're absolutely bemused about where they plucked that figure from, what the basis for it, what the calculus behind it was about. So in these circumstances, it's incumbent upon an employer to work with the appropriate unions to work this stuff through. And this figure's just been plucked out of the air as far as we can tell. We have just no idea where it came from.
And so what would you like the government to do now to rectify this?
What the government should do now, and they should have done it years ago, is actually pull their finger out and get on and sit down with the unions and work out a basis for the settlement of these outstanding holiday pay claims. Yes, there's a lot of people involved. Other government departments and other employers, the private sector seem to manage to do it, can't work out why the Ministry of Education can't get its act together and sort this out, and it should have been done years ago.
Have you been talking to the Ministry of Education in the past week since you were sort of shocked with the announcement?
Not in the past week. We've been talking over the course of the past 5 years with them. We keep getting bounced around saying, oh, it's underway and whatever. So this is the whole thing. The whole sector's just bemused with the outcome ending up with a figure just dropped on the sector. And then I noticed one of the senior staff of the Ministry of Education today said, well, it could be more than that. Well, maybe it would be a good idea to work that through with us rather than trying to sort this out through the media. We wanted this sorted out ages ago. We just think the situation's most unfortunate that this figure's just being arrived at without any consultation with the unions.
How's the government and the Ministry of Education's communication in general? Have you had these sorts of issues before in any other areas?
There's always been a level of tenseness around these sort of wage, holidays, terms and conditions of employment issues. Obviously, that's typical of a lot of employer and employee or employer and union negotiations. So it's not uncommon, but it doesn't go on for 5 years like this thing has.
And how do you change this? Would you like to see some changes to government processes to improve communication?
Yeah, obviously we would. And in this case, the obvious thing would have been that the ministry would have come and said, we've got an indicative figure. We'd like to tell you how this was worked out, and then give NZI Te Reo Rawa and the other unions an opportunity to respond to it, and then begin a process of moving to settlement. I notice in other media they said that it won't be until the second half of next year, which is over yet another year away, before they could begin to do that. It's absolutely breathtaking.
In the meantime, the holiday pay for teachers, is that just still not getting to them, essentially?
Well, what's happening is the clock is still ticking on the arrears of holiday pay. So no teacher or support staff person could be absolutely certain that they're getting paid the right holiday pay. So it's not just that the back pay, if you like, for incorrect holiday pay assessments is sitting there, but also the problems are ongoing.
And is that something you've sort of talked about with the government or tried to change, the cause of this whole situation?
Well, we've done our best, I can assure you, but as I've often said, we just keep running to this brick wall. Oh, we've got consultants on it. We need to put more contractors on trying to work it out. It's very complicated. And in this circumstance, there's a magic word that I think most of the New Zealand public will know about. It's called NovaPay. And as soon as you mention NovaPay, teachers, support staff, principals, and I think the New Zealand public now know there's a problem. And I think a lot of this can be sourced back to those original problems with NovaPay.
And so when you say you face a brick wall, I'm not sure how long you've been at the union, but does it feel more like a systemic issue with the Ministry of Education, or is it a more political issue, like it was National more onto it perhaps than Labour?
No, both parties, the National government and now the Labour government, have been totally unable to determine what the outstanding liabilities are and enter into negotiations with the unions to sort this out.
And are there other areas of pay for teachers where it's so confusing and there's outstanding pay, that sort of thing, or is it sort of unique to holiday pay?
This holiday pay issue is the biggest one we've faced, primarily because potentially every person who's employed by in education and paid through the Ministry of Education is at risk of not being paid correctly. And so we're talking 100,000 plus people.
And so if you could talk to Chris Hipkins or Jan Tinetti or someone else from the Ministry of Education right now, what would you say to them?
We would say to them, please get this problem fixed up. Get the outstanding payments that are due clarified as soon as possible, and then sit down at the table and negotiate these out. Now, unfortunately, probably the response we would get is that the ministry's already working on that, and they'll be in touch with you.
Are you optimistic this situation will be resolved in the short or medium term?
Well, it's going to have to be resolved, because ultimately there is a strong possibility that it would end up in a legal action in which we would seek legal intervention to force them to actually pull their finger out and do something.
And just sort of finally, what are your other priorities and actions you'd like to see this government take?
There's one outstanding and massive priority which this government has to fix and has to start fixing right now, and that is the problems of workload, resourcing and inadequate staffing in schools. It is just an unacceptable situation. The impact on educators' health and well-being are well documented, and Ngāti Aotearoa is launching yet another survey this week to show that. There has to be more staff employed in the sector in order to relieve those workload pressures and enable teachers, principals and support staff to get on with the business of teaching and learning.
Did the recent budget do anything to address this?
The budget didn't touch anything to do with increasing staffing entitlements across primary and secondary. And as the primary sector union, I can tell you, through a recently concluded staffing review that we've done called Pua Aotanga, that the voice of people who work in primary are really, really clear. The situation's unacceptable. It cannot go on. They need more staff. They need more resourcing, and workload has to be addressed.
That was Paul Golter from NZEI Te Reo Roa on the government's new budget and their communication issues with the education sector. And apologies for some of the background noise on my end. This week's fancy new band were playing in the room next door while I spoke to Paul.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.